everyone, and welcome to episode 288 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, let me fill you in on what you're in for, okay? 8-Bit Geek is a lot like watching a terrible movie. Sure, you go in with high anticipation because the trailers made it look amazing, and, you know, what you get in a film is slow pacing, shitty dialogue, and actors that kind of like wooden logs. But that's us. That's the 8-Bit Geek. I'm Jeremy, and with me are two men who once experimented with wood logs all through high school.
I mean, it went beyond high school, my friend.
I was going to say, I was in a wood shop class, so I don't know what you're getting at.
Oh,
what?
They didn't trust our high school with tools. No.
Are you kidding me? I had wood shop.
We didn't have a workshop.
We had jigsaws and handsaws and other saws. Table saws.
We had movie viewing parties.
Wait, why didn't your high school? Listen, man, I find that hard to believe because
we didn't have any kind of wood shop, dude. We didn't even have like
bullshit.
Our language classes were either Spanish or French. Like that was it. Mm-hmm. It was a very limited high school.
No, I'm sorry, but if you're in, this is just a joke, so please don't get offended by this, anyone that's listening.
Have I ever? Oh, anyone else?
I'm just going to say it's a joke because it's going to be like, if you're in an inner city school, they have wood shop to prepare you for prison.
Yes. Definitely coming from someone from Texas over here.
just a joke, everybody. Just a joke. I grew up in a... I was in an inner city school too.
Oh, bullshit.
I was.
Coming from the hard streets of fucking Bolingbrook over here.
I don't know what that is and what that
My
means.
My Chicago peeps know what I'm saying.
No, they don't.
You claim Detroit, but you from the South.
So South Detroit.
I mean, technically, you always do claim that.
Okay, but you didn't even grow up in the hood. We've been over this.
No, we have.
We've been over this. Fuck.
Well, I have no evidence proving that I didn't. All I have is this huge hill.
All you have are pictures of an absolute beautiful neighborhood that you grew up in.
Yeah, in 2018, that neighborhood looked nothing like that in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. I can guarantee that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. So if you guys liked what you heard so far, if you like the intro, if you're still interested, you're like, well, these guys sound fun. I'm going to give them a chance. You should. And you should do it on Audioboom. Now, Audioboom is our sponsor, so we have to put that out at the top because, well, you know, we rep them. They do pay for our bandwidth. But if you don't want to look us up on Audioboom, we're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you can find a podcast. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, we record this show live Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central Time, right on Twitch. So you can do that and hang out with the chat and say hello to people. It's a lot of fun, you know. It's good. It's good stuff. You know, some people like it. Some don't. Either way, if you don't want to watch it on Twitch, you can always connect with us on Discord. Discord is a fun way for you to connect with all the fan base and kind of join a community that is, you know, just a wonderful set of group of people, man. You can go hop on there, make some new friends, play some games with people. Also, what's pretty cool is that we have some community events that are going on. We're going to have a tournament at the end of the month where you can win a copy of Red Dead Redemption 2. How's that go again?
God damn it, Jer.
It's Dead Red Dead 2 Dimension.
Mm-hmm. What console is it going to be on?
It's going to be on the... It's going to be on the special console.
Is it going to be the special edition Cincinnati Bengals?
Oh, no, that's your shit, not mine. all right. So, yeah, you can if you join up with the community, you can get updates. That's the title of the show, by the way. It's going to be Dead Red 2.
God damn it. You're going to be dead red in the face.
But you can win a copy, your choice of PS4 or Xbox One of Red Dead Redemption 2. At the end of the month here, it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in to Discord. Hop on over there. It's going to be great. If you like this show, you're bound to like the other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brayberry Tarts. And introducing today, a new show.
Why are you? You know you have the effect on your computer, right?
Oh yeah. We have a new show to announce. Now this show is a ton of fun. It is a daily show. You know, myself, Doug, and Kev are putting it out every morning. It'll be ready for your consumption. It is called The Diner. It's kind of a departure from what we talk about here. You know, we talk about geeky stuff, movies, and video games. Now, we'll still mix and sprinkle some stuff in there, but we have 5 days of different themed shows for your listening pleasure. I think I already said that. But you're going to get to know us a little bit more. You're going to see a little bit behind the scenes of what makes our lives tick and what we're into. And we've got a show on there called Top 5 this week, tomorrow, or actually today, when you're listening to this. It'll be Top 5 Candy Bars. So you can tune in and listen to see what our favorite candy bars are. So it's just a ton of fun. On Wednesday's show, we're actually talking about how we met our wives, and we're kind of giving a backstory about all of that. So if you want to tune into that, it is going to be an exclusive show to our Patreon users, okay? We wanted to, of course, provide so much more content for everybody who subscribes to us because we give this show out for free. People want to invest in us, and we want to make sure that you guys are getting content for that subscription. It will be starting this week. Anybody who's a Patreon user will get the shows. Next week, it will go. It will be at the $10 tier and up. Okay, so for $10 a month, you're going to get a daily show, a daily podcast. You're also going to get the pre-show for the regular 8-bit. Plus, you're going to get the 8-bit saga content and anything else and everything else that we got put up there. I will tease you with this, Doug. I wasn't going to order them, but Doug told me to order them. I ordered a whole bunch of crazy flavored candy canes, and yeah, they look real gross, and we're going to film it.
Coal.
Yeah, there's coal.
Coal. Coal was a flavor.
It's a good, clean flavor.
Yeah. Jesus. And mac and cheese.
I'm kind of looking forward to that one.
Dill pickle.
Yeah,
I'll eat that one happily. I love pickles.
We originally asked Mike to do it because he's the one who sent it to us, and he bitched out, so now we're doing it instead. So,
oh, don't act like you're some fucking hero.
Hey,
I was the one who fucking volunteered first, and then you guys jumped on board.
We were going to do it.
Yeah, actually, Saga's going to do it. All of us at Saga. Yeah. I'm going to bring it over.
Kev's not like you're some fucking hero.
I am. Every time you guys are like, bitch, hey, you know, this is bad. Hey, let's let Kevin do it.
Well, that's because
you're dumb.
That's true. I was so fucking true.
I was going to say that he has the mouth to handle the heat because we don't. But you went a different direction.
No, Doug nailed it. I'm not gonna fight that one.
God, he's fucked up. All right, so
Kevin.
Let's see what else we got going on. We got 8-bit Horror Fest, right, Doug?
What?
8-bit Horror Fest? You know that?
What's
thing?
That?
It's the
what is that? I don't know.
Trucking right along.
I'm confused about it. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to start the show 8-Bit over.
8-Bit Horror Fest is... what week are we on? I don't even know what week we're on anymore.
8.
Okay, 3. Kev. 3. So we are releasing our episode on Wednesday, and that will be Leprechaun 4 in space.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm so sorry, everyone.
Woof. Yeah, oof. Avoid it.
How was that in the top 25 of that one website, by the way?
No fucking shit, man. I don't know. And then I think what else we have this week? On Monday, in case you haven't listened to it yet, I think River City Gaming Squad released their review of Life with Ryan Reynolds and what's his nuts? Y'all know who I'm talking about, the dude with the nuts.
Oh man, well it's definitely, you already ruled out Tom Green.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I was gonna say Donnie Darko.
That would have made more sense.
And then who's later this week?
It's
3D with 3D. Doom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Well, it was funny because we recorded that review And then spoiler alert, it's Doom. We shat on it. And then Windrus was like, afterwards, she was like, oh, I would have loved to do that review. And Mike's like, should we try to re-record? I'm like, no, it's just keep the magic the way it is. Oh. We don't need a positive vibe for that movie.
Yeah, this week is.
But thank you, Windrus, anyway.
This week is all shit movies except for Life. That was probably a good movie.
Yeah, Life was a good movie. So thanks. Yeah, big shout out to River City Gaming Squad for doing that. And all the other podcasts who contributed, you know, My Bleeding Ears. We also had Bri-Fi, right? He already did his. Mm-hmm. We got Movie Films with Bill and Steve. And then we still got a couple more to go.
We Talk Games is going to record for us.
Yeah, that's they're still coming through.
Sorry for yawning. Yeah. You're not boring.
Cult 45 is supposed to get us one here.
Maybe. Well, who knows if they will. Doug is frozen.
Sick of moving, but they're going to get us
in time.
Okay. Cult 45 is going to get us a review.
Nice.
Awesome.
Well, there you go.
So check all that stuff out. Now, after all those advertisements, after everything that we've just put you through, let's give you some entertainment with Misconnections.
Hell yeah.
You guys know how Misconnections works now. Anybody who donates with bits during the live show gets to choose what voices we read for the next show. Mm-hmm. So
currently Random Heroes in the lead with one bit. So mm-hmm.
And he won last week, and so he chose for Doug to do Kale D-Bag. Brendini came in second. He chose me to do a British accent. That's going to be terrible. And Kev didn't get anyone.
I'm freeballing it this
week. He's freeballing it. So if you've never listened to the show, Misconnections, well, we take every week we take real ads from the Misconnections section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Also, Crush Paradise, thank you for the resub of 7 months in a row.
Yeah, Crush Paradise. He's not always around, but he pops up from time to time. Crush Paradise. I love how he gave himself like a shout out.
Yeah,
that's the best. Oh, thank you, Crush. Hey, Cal.
Y'all are doing the Lord's work.
hey, Cal, what's going on?
Oh, hey, what's going on, fellas?
Nice. All right, hey buddy.
It's me, your favorite green alien.
You sound
a beep boop beep. Beep.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
I fucking hate robots. I mean droids.
You sound like Mr. Garrison from South Park.
Mr. Garrison. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was like in Mackie. I was like, okay.
So here's my misconnection. It's really like trying to do more like a George W. instead
yeah,
of a
yeah. Kill.
I was running from an alien, and I jumped into an alleyway dumpster to hide.
What?
And you were there napping, and I woke you up. We shared something from your flask, and we laughed and talked about comets coming our way and grilled cheese.
What?
Kevin, do you know what my favorite type of food is?
Grilled cheese?
Clam dogs. Nice try.
Not familiar. That's before my time.
I had to poop. So I went to the gas station down the road, and when I came back, you were gone. Just wanted to make sure the alien didn't track my scent and find you instead. Hope you're well. Beep, boop, beep, Kale out.
That's good.
I love it. I love it so much. That might be a better impression than anyone.
His George W. impression has definitely morphed for the Kale D-Bag voice. It's definitely its own thing now.
Yeah. He's more of a George W. You're more of a George Senior.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy. So I am tasked to do a British accent, which is probably the worst accent that you could ask me to ever do, because it's so terrible. Hold on, let me try to pull this out. I don't someone give me a British accent.
Hold on. Doug, you want to set a countdown clock to see how long he can go before he just goes to Australian?
Sure. Got it going.
Hold on, but I need a reference. I need a reference. Give me a British accent. Somebody. Doug.
Oh, I don't know. No, don't make me do it.
Fuck. Good evening, Jeremy. How are you doing today?
Hello, old chap.
Why do you say old chap? No one says that anymore. No one said it since like the fucking 40s.
Hello. I'm crushing on you.
Already Australian. Yeah. That's it.
0 seconds.
I said, woman for male.
Oh my god, it's so Australian.
It's so Australian. From Battery Park.
Oh my god.
You the cracker in the barrel.
What?
Oh my god, what?
I miss you. I can't do it.
Fuck? Now it's turned like kind of Swedish.
I don't know what's going on.
Let me ask you.
Hello. All right. I might hate this restaurant.
No, God, it's just so Australian.
But when I think of it in terms
of you.
You
know those are different accents, right?
I love it. Yeah, but my mouth doesn't allow me to do the British. I don't understand why.
Jeremy 2018.
Hold on. Maybe I could do it if I do like a rough, like a... Hello. Hello, governor.
It's a lot better so far.
You know the milk cartons with the missing kids. I want to make... Nope.
I want to make a diabetes commercial.
I want to make you one of my missing loves. Always that's you. Always and forever. XOXOXOXO. Always. Always yours.
You sound like a shitty NPC from The Witcher.
Kevin, it's your turn.
Took soot from my frying pan, he did. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing to me this week? All right, let me get some water here because this is going to be... So it's Anything Goes.
Yeah, you could be whoever you want, man.
Oh, thanks. It's good to hear that so late in the game.
Why couldn't anyone tell me that as a kid? Oh.
All right. Sad. Well, the title of this... Oh, fuck it. We'll leave it up to him. Hey!
Oh, no.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, god damn it.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, you haven't heard from me for a little bit. The media is trying to keep me down and silent.
I would.
Trying to keep my sports supplements from selling off the shelves. So, I'm here to promote. You guys like my sports supplements?
No.
It'll make you sports better.
They turn frogs gay.
Weak ass. No, there's a specific, I put it in my contract to not have any ingredients that'll turn the frickin' frogs gay.
Well, tough shit.
Now let's shop. Slain many men. Now it's time for me to ... It's a male for women, of course. I mean, look at me. Alex fucking Jones. 24. Fredericksburg. I've slain many men, but now it's time for me to slay your vagina. I'm a manly man. I spend most of my days looking at old cars and swimming in areas, and they specifically said no swimming allowed. You know, it's on a sign. But I'm a maverick. You know, I'm a maverick. I like to do things my own way, so it's difficult for me to go out in public and ask women to sleep with me. So a little about my physical appearance. But let's face it. If you're looking on Craigslist for a casual encounter, your standards are probably insanely low. I mean, look at me. I'm here. I'm of average height. Average if you're a real man. 6'8". Average weight if you're Arnold. Now, I have more body hair than should be rightfully placed on 10 men. But once again, just makes me the manliest man in the room. I'm a gorilla, baby. Rah! What I'm looking for in a woman. What? What I'm looking for is a woman with working reproductive organs. I didn't expect to say that sentence today. I would like to keep this as discreet as possible, although I put decreet as possible as well. Due to ongoing investigations, I would like as few people as possible to know my name, even though I've said it like 3 times at this. You may tell your mother and best friend what a wonderful time you had with me, but telling anyone other than that could put me at risk. They're watching me. If you're interested, yes, and of course I used the wrong "you're." Put your favorite pasta dish as your subject and send a picture of a lamp. Trust me, the liberal media is not looking for pictures of lamps. So you put your messages on lamps, and that's how Al-Qaeda is going back and forth. So we're gonna have to learn from the enemy on this one. Your body or some sort of water vehicle of your choosing, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Got a lot going on. I have to leave this library now. I may have been identified. Buy my supplements. Gone job conversations.
Jesus Christ.
That hurt my throat so much.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's... Oh, my gosh. That was a doozy.
Tipped 8 bits. He is in first place, and he said, I want to be the best.
He is the best.
I want to be first.
But then he was insanely offended by Jer's terrible.
I was insanely offended.
Listen, everyone was, even myself. But Ratty says you're lucky. You're cute, Jer. You forgot an E. And then Kane, who is Australian, was also offended, and he or she said, "I can move past this, and I still love you." So all has been forgiven. Okay, so let's get into the top box office. Venom takes number one again.
It's
a bona fide hit. Making $142 million total domestically.
I heard it was better than people expected it to be. I still haven't seen it. But
that'll get a sequel.
You think? Mm-hmm. I'm sure it set up something at the end of it. Like I said, I still haven't seen it.
It's just going to be called Venom Carnage.
No, it's going to go the way of Wolverine.
Venom,
so it's
Carnage.
The Venom
versus Carnage. I went to go see Venom this week, and I had to leave about 30 minutes in. Ashley found it too scary.
Which is kind of, it's only a PG-13 rated movie, right?
I know, but mm-hmm. She didn't like all of the weird, like, everybody, there was like fluids everywhere. She didn't like everything. She was all these jump scares, and she wasn't into it. So I was like, all right, we can leave. So I'm going to go back and see it sometime, hopefully this week. I did go see Goosebumps 2, though. I took Colin to go see that a couple nights ago.
How was that?
Surprisingly, very enjoyable. I mean, yeah, it's a nice, campy, you know, it's a fucking, it's not as good as the first Goosebumps movie. This one is just, you know, run of the numbers, kind of whatever. But
did it have any callbacks to the first one?
Yes, it did. And, can I spoil this for you guys?
Sure.
And for the podcast? Spoilers.
I didn't even see the first one.
Jack Black is in it again.
Trailers.
Huh?
He was in the trailers.
I didn't see him in the trailers, and I read stories that he wasn't involved in the second one.
I saw him in trailers pretty recently, and I was like, okay.
I think maybe I didn't see those ones, but yeah, they did not include him. It was I guess maybe supposed to be like a surprise, we're here, but then they were like, oh shit, marketing is tanking because our lead star isn't in this film. But yeah, he was in the second half of the film. So
oh, okay,
yeah, it was pretty cool. But that one did debuted terribly. Only $15 million. First Man only made $16 million too. That's kind of sad. I really wanted to see that one. With these kind of movies, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I hope that they don't stop making these kind of movies and bringing them to the cinema, because this film. You know, and what I mean by this movie, I mean by like original titles or original, you know, movies that are made with original concepts and stuff, because of the fact that it seems like comic book movies are definitely taking over the cinema in a big, huge way over the, you know, course. And I think that's kind of like people will only go out now for those big, huge fucking movies. and I still want people to go out to see original content. But I say that, but A Star Is Born made $94 million, so that's a good thing.
I've heard good things about that movie, especially like if you're into music. I heard it's a great, like, kind of just a taste of what musicians are really going through.
Yeah. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just something I'm seeing because I wanted The First Man to make more money. I don't know. Yeah. I'd look more into it.
But movies like that, it'll probably end up getting some like critical acclaim. So I mean, I'm sure it'll still do something pretty well.
Yeah. It'll do good on streaming.
Your boy Ryan Gosling will he'll bounce back.
That's pretty much the reason why I wanted it to, you know. It's Ryan. I don't want him to I don't want Ryan to fail. All right, let's get into some there's a ton of movie news, but before we do that, let's get into some Star Wars headline that has been causing waves across the internet, and a lesson to be learned. I don't know why he doesn't know this already. If you work for Disney, you have to be like ultra PG everything everywhere, or you will be fired. And this and Chuck Wendig has been fired from writing a Star Wars comic because of his social media negativity. Did you guys hear about this?
It's so stupid.
Yeah, the whole thing's bullshit. And this is another instance of Disney bowing down to the all of the extreme right in their opinions of Chuck. He, in his book, or his book series that he did, the 3-part series, Aftermath, he included a LGBTQ, whatever. I don't remember what the correct layout of those letters is, but he created like, essentially a gay character. In his or a bi character, I think they were in the books, and people lost their shit, and they like if you read his like blog post, he goes into more detail about it, about like within 6 hours of the book coming out, there was like a movement in place against him already that like his book had like 1-star reviews like upon immediately being released because people knew about this character that was going to be in it and immediately started tanking his stuff. And you know, I applaud him for standing up to them and telling them to go fuck off. Like, you know, that people and these people, I guess these people who think that they're fans, because I love Star Wars, but it's fandom is one of the most toxic in the world because there's a bunch of these white bro motherfuckers who think that somehow they own Star Wars and Star Wars was made for them, and completely missing the point that, you know, Princess Leia kicked fucking ass, you know, and like they hate that Rey is like the star of the new franchise, and they you know, they chase Kelly and what was her name? Kelly Marie Tran or something like that.
Kelly Ann Tran?
I don't remember. But they, you know, chased her off of Instagram and all this stuff. I mean, it's just
Kelly Marie Tran, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And like just a bunch of fucktards. And yeah, so he went after them and he didn't back down when they'd come after him. And that's what eventually what got him fired. Because yeah, I mean, it was the editor's choice at Marvel. Or Disney or Marvel. I don't remember. One of the two. I think Marvel. And that is the one that fired him for, yeah, his how he responded to people. But fuck that, man. If someone's coming after you for something you wrote because they don't agree with it, fuck them. And yeah, I guess it's always easier to say, well, just block them. But fuck that. You come at me on social media, I'm coming after you. Fuck you.
Great. Now we're going to have tomorrow. You know what, the one thing I should say, and this is just in general about this whole situation, especially when it comes to reviews, you shouldn't be able to leave a review for something you don't own or you haven't been given promotional like, copies of.
Yeah,
that's stupid. It's so stupid for someone to, especially I see this on a lot of video games where they'll get reviews before the game's even out. And like you'll see like either 5-star or 1-star. And obviously the review detail will be like, this game's going to be awesome or this game's going to suck. It's like, fucking buy the game and give it an honest review.
So I think that should be easily tied into. I know Amazon, at least with Amazon, with the reviews that you leave, it does say owns the product.
Right. And I think there should be a way to just filter out those non-owns the product. And it's just the trolls. I mean, the trolls that are just, once again, fucking keyboard warriors and just think they're doing some kind of activism, you know, by by doing stupid trolly shit like that. And this is coming from someone I grew up trolling, but I fucking, you know, you do it for fun, not to like ruin someone's fucking career. Like you do it just like, just to get a little kick and, you know, not hurt anyone.
Yeah. And I love all the new Star Wars stuff. I love Star Wars in general. And so I read the first book in the Aftermath series, and while it wasn't my like most favorite Star Wars book, at the same time, it was something new in the new universe, which I was really excited for. And just like it's fine to have those opinions, but to like go after him because he included like a gay character in his Star Wars book. I mean, it's just these like these fragile white dudes, I swear to God, like that's what it is. It's the same people that are part of the Proud Boys and those idiots.
Funny because you said bros, and I'm thinking like, I don't think bros are really into Star Wars, but I mean, it's just a lot. I would say more of like, and we're gonna get stereotypical basement dwellers. Exactly.
Hey! You said the same,
yeah, like a lot
that's
of like
that's what, and that's what I mean. I mean like these.
But like when I hear bros, I think of like football, like. Man, hey, D&D sucks. Hey, who I got on my fantasy football league?
Well, but it's a lot of the same people. It reminds me of the Reddit, the I am very smart or whatever, or the like, total badass affair or something like that. And it's these people that like, you know, they comment on stuff like, I read one today. It was like, please tell me when you said you played 40 hours of video games, you meant you played 40 minutes of video games a day. Like, well, what a fucking loser. I mean, I remember when I was in high school and I played Madden all the time and I was really fucking good and I could have been signed to one of these esports teams, but I'm an adult now with a real job. Like, ha ha ha, high school was so much fun except for getting detention for picking on the nerds. It's like, that's the same type of person that I feel that also goes out and like tries to get Chuck Wendig fired for including a gay character in a book. It's that same kind of like asshole douche bro. Along with the basement dweller types that, again, somehow think that because they grew up with Star Wars, they somehow hold some claim to it.
Oh, like yeah, somehow, yeah. There is very entitlement. A lot of entitlement.
And that's why I blame it on white people.
I just think it's... over.
That's how Doug ends every fucking rant.
White people.
And that's why I blame it on white people.
Yeah, it's either I blame it on white people or I blame it on Nintendo.
It's one of those two things. And normally he blames it on Nintendo because of white people.
Yeah, I was going to say the Venn diagram, the circles connect every once in a while.
I think overall it's sad that we're sitting here in 2018 and we still have this thought process that that we can control other people's decisions and that we have that right to, and the right to sit there and say that someone who's gay is wrong. And that they shouldn't be that way. And it's not like, I'm sorry, but if you have a gay character in a movie or a book or a video game, are you scared that it's going to turn you gay by associating with that character? Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean, these people, it doesn't matter who you fucking love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can guarantee you there would be plenty of amazing superheroes that could be gay that would be fucking badass. And, you know, we've seen it over on the CW. They kick a lot of ass. They just happen to kiss someone that you may not kiss. Who cares? Right.
Like, they do something that has nothing to do with your business.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does it matter? I think that we live in a generation where we can finally start, like when we were kids and it's in this comparison of like console to arcade. When we were kids, we were like playing a Nintendo game. We're like, oh man, I wish this was a little closer to the arcade. We live in a generation where we can basically emulate almost everything that we want to kind of like match real life and real life events. I mean, there is a big LGBT movement right now because I mean, that's progress. I mean, we're trying to be as a culture. I think we're trying to be more accepting of everyone. And so that's reflecting in our entertainment. You know, we're trying to be more inclusive, even in entertainment, because a lot of the folks that grew up being bullied or, you know, being put down because of their sexual orientation or everything, they're the ones making games now, too. So they can share their personal experiences. They're the ones who are making the movies, music, everything. Like, they can share their personal experiences with this. So it opens it up a lot more and gives people who don't normally have that kind of exposure to that world more exposure. And like I said, it's a good thing for education. But you know, some people are brought into this world and taught something that they that is pretty much like right from the get-go wrong, but they were taught that and they knew nothing better, such as like kids being raised to be racist or being raised to be sexist or bigots or anything like that. And it's like they didn't have a choice, but opening up this world with video games and media and everything like that, that can kind of like educate.
I just thought
I think that'd be a little better.
I just thought we'd be further along with our generation and the maybe even the previous generation. But hey, it's making progress, you know, one day, right? One day.
Well, that's the thing. It's like there is progress being made. Absolutely. The problem is right now, and we're going to get into politics for just a hot second here. Our current administration is just filled with a bunch of homophobic, racist, old white fucks. And it's true, whether it be in like they own all three branches of the government currently. And it's their voices right now are louder than like most others because of their platform and all that stuff. So with their example, those who would not have been like this way 4 years ago are thinking that it's okay for them to be this loud also. And again, it goes back to the whole thing with Chuck. It's like you get these trolls that are coming out from underneath their bridges because they think that somehow their voice fucking matters. And unfortunately, and that's where the problem comes with Disney, is that Disney is listening to these trolls and they're firing people, whether it be James Gunn or Chuck Wendig or whatever. Like, I mean, there's clearly an issue where, like, there's this thing where, like, these people in power are letting these voices, like,
make decisions.
Matter. Yeah. And again, that, like, people are feeling that way because of the way things currently are, where, again, like, you have...
It's kind of anything goes, a couple of years.
You just see it with the shit that they say and do and how they ignore things. I mean, the whole with Brett Kavanaugh, like all of that. Trump today said something about how it didn't matter. Dr. Ford's testimony didn't matter because they won. Like, so all of her like stuff, like he essentially said that, you know, sexual assault,
shut her down. Yeah.
Yeah. Sexual assault victims' voices don't matter because we won. Like,
yep.
And that's the thing. It's like, because he said that, now people out there are going to be saying, like, your voice doesn't matter because we're in charge. And that's, and like, it just gets louder and louder because of that. Mm-hmm. Sorry to get like on politics, guys.
No, you're fine. I think if anybody has listened to the show already, they know that we're very open-minded on the show. And so we kind of lean that way to where, we're not a fan of the current administration. We know that offends some people. We respect your decision. If whatever way you lean, you know what I'm saying? We're here to deliver some entertainment, but once in a while we'll get into that, into the politics because it bleeds into real life. I mean, we're in a volatile, state right now as people in this country. So it's sometimes hard to not have it included in, some of the topics that we talk about. So.
That being said, elections are coming up. Make sure you're registered to vote.
That's right. Speaking of Disney and James Gunn, which you mentioned just a little bit, DC is luring him over. And there's talks of him going to be writing and possibly directing the next Suicide Squad. So I don't know if that's where I would have chosen for him to go. You know, but
it kind of seems like a step backwards for him, but also it seems like a step forward for DC.
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah. And like, I agree. But I think like this will be like a spite fucking. Like, I think this is James Gunn's way of getting back at Marvel in, well, not Marvel, because Marvel wasn't the fired him, but Disney. And he's going to make Suicide Squad. And just his name alone and his reputation, I think, is going to bring a lot of people back to Suicide Squad who wouldn't have normally given Suicide Squad 2 a second chance.
Well, and here's the thing. So they're saying like Suicide Squad 2 or whatever, but there's also reports coming out that saying that it's not going to be a sequel to Suicide Squad. It's going to be a reboot of Suicide Squad.
Nice.
Like, it's going to be some of the same characters, but it's not necessarily going to be the same actors.
That's awesome. I'd love it. Fuck it.
Hey, whatever they can do to fix the Joker.
Yeah. Hey.
You can literally rehire everyone else, like, in the movie. Like, yeah, I'm okay with Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I think perfect. She was fine.
Oh, my God. But, like, get rid of Jared Leto and get me, what's his nuts? Joaquin Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I'm down. I don't care. It can be the same. I don't give a shit.
You know, I say Warner Brothers, let go of your fucking control of this DC shit, of the movie universe. Give the keys to James Gunn and let him just run the ship. Just let him go and let him do his thing. And I guarantee you, you'll have... And have patience, Warner Brothers. You don't have to have the Avengers right away. You know? You don't have to have that. Just start off small. A couple movies here and there. You don't have to have that big-ass movie yet. And yeah. Just build. Just fucking build. Copy Marvel. We've said it before. Fuck.
Yeah, but and it's okay. It's okay to copy them outright.
Yeah.
Like, do the exact same thing they did. Like, it's fine. Yeah. Because it worked for them. And you know what? Yeah, some people might judge you for it, but if you're making good movies, that's all that fucking matters.
And that's the thing.
They're doing, like, the shortcut version, where it's like, well, we did two Superman movies. Yeah. It's time for the Justice League.
Because they started behind, man. That's what that was their problem.
They wanted to instantly catch up. And it's just like, I'm sorry, but you didn't establish these characters. Somebody gives a fuck about these characters. Like, well, nobody cares.
You didn't establish these characters. Also, you recast people from television shows and movies. You know, it's like...
People that already exist and stuff. I will say,
at least Marvel was smart. And, like, the only person they had to recast for the most part was Edward Norton and... what's his name? From...
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, Terrence Howard. So they... But other than that, like, Marvel has been able to basically keep their... cast tight the whole time and even do stuff like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which didn't have many cameos, but when they did, I mean, they kept the same people. And then when they had, you know, just they haven't done any of the Netflix ones yet, but, you know, stuff like that, dude. It's just keep it consistent. That's the problem, is like you can't get used to a character when every movie it's played by someone different. Even Batman had that problem in the 90s.
Yeah, when it was like Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Yeah. It's like, goddamn.
No, both of those movies were fucking terrible. Bad.
Well, yeah, and that was because of Joel Schumacher. They gave it to a shitty director.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
Holy Metal Island Batman. Ding, ding.
No, that was the best part, though.
It was a nice callback, though, to the Batman 66.
That was. You know what? The fight scenes were hilarious, but if you went into that movie expecting a dark, like, either at that time, a Tim Burton-esque film.
Hey,
like...
you know what, though? I was a kid when I watched those, so I still loved them back then. Now, looking back, they're terrible, but...
Which ones?
I hated Batman Forever, but Batman and Robin, I liked more than Batman Forever. And then I grew up and I was like, oh, this is... They're both fucking terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey was a good Riddler, though.
He was. Even though they didn't give him a dancing band or whatever it's called, and his penis was just hanging out through the suit.
I didn't notice that. Fucking weird. But and I'm not going to go back and look.
I watch it every day, once a week, a year. Oh God, next story, please.
Yeah.
So Steve Carell, you know, there's been a lot of talk about The Office being revived and like them continuing it, but he's concerned that it would be difficult in today's climate. And
I can see that.
And maybe, you know, because 10 years ago, he says that he just doesn't think that it's a good idea. And he goes, it might be impossible to do that show today and have people accept it the way they accepted it 10 years ago. The climate's different. I mean, the whole idea of the character, Michael Scott, so much of it was predicated on inappropriate behavior. And so he's not the best role model boss, but I don't know. Do you guys think that it would work? Would we be forgiving of something like that, of a stereotypical kind of role like that?
Yes, because It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is on its 13th fucking season.
That's true.
Now, would it be on NBC?
No.
I don't know. But I think also the whole premise of the show is that this guy is a fucking idiot, and he says and does super inappropriate things.
Yeah,
and that's the fun of the show, is that you know going in that, like, that he's going to be, like, I mean, it's almost hard to rewatch some of the episodes of the show because it's so awkward because of the shit he does and says, but that's the fucking point.
Yeah.
And it is in a way supposed to kind of push those boundaries a little bit. But not make fun of them, but, like, poke fun at the people who are oblivious to these boundaries existing. Like,
yes.
That is Michael Scott. Like, he is just an idiot.
And he's a kind-hearted guy, so he learns his lessons as this goes on.
That's incorrect. I, you know, he doesn't learn anything.
That was the thing. Like he was, I don't remember what. There's like a definitely a shift in his character where it goes from like him just being completely oblivious always to him trying. Like you at one, there's a point where you're just like, okay, he's trying to be the best boss. He doesn't think necessarily that like he deserves to be, like you kind of start off where he bought his own mug or whatever because no one else bought it for him that says, you know, world's best boss, but like it comes down to like him trying to be, and that's what he's like, it makes him like a sweeter character, like you almost empathize with him because you're just like ah, oh, bro, you're so stupid, and I love below, you, but goddamn, you're a fucking idiot.
And below everything, all the employees really do love him by the end of the show, you know. They And so he won them over, but at the same time, it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the next story, I did want to. It reminded me of this. I think I posted this, but you know that the Friends cast, each one of them still makes $20 million a year off of that show.
Oh yeah, off of syndication.
Off of syndication.
Friends has to be one of the most popular television shows to ever exist. Like, it's as far as like syndication goes, like it's played on.
It is. It's
played all the time.
It still makes $1 billion a year. Those motherfuckers like hit the lottery.
Like, yeah. And you want to talk about a show that's not necessarily appropriate in today's climate. Like Katie and I rewatched it earlier this year. And, you know, like while it's like almost progressive in the time that it was the '90s and like one of the main characters' wives comes out as a lesbian and it's like a huge deal and stuff, there's still like some pretty like homophobic jokes at the time for the '90s. Well, even though they're still funny and they kind of land, you're also going like, man, you can't fucking do that on TV today. Mm-hmm. Like, cause there will be someone who will be all up in arms about it. But like, yeah, it's kind of like, I guess kind of what Steve Carell's saying, like there's something about stuff, even if it's 10 years later, where you're still like, yeah, that's funny. It's fucked up. And you can't do that now, but it's still funny.
Well, I mean, that's comedy. Comedy, like you said earlier, Jared, it's about pushing boundaries. And or was that you, Doug?
I said that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about pushing boundaries. And it's just, and I think we all grow up. I mean, the shit we did 10 years ago, I'm sure there's a lot of regrets we have. And we look back at that and we're like, ooh, that was a bad idea.
You can even go like not even that far back, and you can go back to Community and the episode with where they're in the Spanish class and Chang is now taking Spanish because they found out he wasn't actually a professor. And,
oh, yeah.
And he's like, gay.
Yep.
Like you, that was back in like, you know, what?
2006, 2007.
Yeah. Maybe not even that far back. 2010. Maybe. And it's like that, it was totally okay to say like gay is like as like essentially meaning stupid or dumb or something, like, or lame or whatever. People use it interchangeably that way. Like, we don't do that anymore.
No, I still see people do it, but it's like very cringe.
Cringe.
Like, oh, this is gay. It's like, dude, don't fucking.
Yeah. Like, what are you, 14? Like, God,
yeah. Damn. And that's, and I think, like I said, I think you're just getting older and it's like that humor is kind of like just jumped the shark. And I think we're finding new ways to entertain ourselves and new ways, new jokes to kind of evolve. And people still go back to, you know, shit that was like probably not so accepted these days.
All right, let's jump into some other news here. Cause man, oh man, we are so far along in this show. We'll try to get through these real quick. CBS is ordering another show from DC because the last one did so well.
I was about to say, like, they're gonna have it for a season so they can give it right back to the CW,
and they're developing the Secret Six. It's
it's got, it looks like some DC villains. It looks like it's maybe DC's answer to the Sinister Six. Yeah. Maybe, or even like the Doom Squad or whatever the fuck they were called. But I see Bane, Deathstroke,
Deadshot, Dead somebody. Cool.
Yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. CBS, they didn't do well with Supergirl, but it's doing all right now that it's over on CW.
Yeah, but I stopped watching it. I was like, yeah.
Same. I'm not its target audience. I'm fully aware of that. So if it's good for a specific audience, good on you. It's not for me, a 31-year-old male. It's not for me.
Netflix has, they've opened up their first production hub in New Mexico totaling $1 billion in business over the next 10 years. They actually have, so now, this is weird. So instead of opening one in LA, they were just like, eh, fuck it, let's go to New Mexico. And they're opening, they'll have their own studios, they'll have their own filming lots and everything. And so this is their... This
maybe
is their
get tax incentives or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, probably. It's probably significantly cheaper there than trying to get space in LA. Like, you can make, you go, you do shoots in LA to get what you need from LA, and then you go film somewhere else. That's why a lot of TV shows and stuff that are filmed in like Vancouver or something, because Canada's like, come film in our city. Oh, you want it to be New York? Cool, cool, cool. Oh, you want it to be Central City in The Flash? Cool. Oh, you want it to be Star City in The Arrow? Cool.
You want it to be Raccoon City from Resident Evil?
Yeah, cool. I mean, like, literally all those shows are all filmed in Vancouver because it's just like cheap.
Yeah, they've been doing that for decades, dude.
Decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, so it's probably the same idea where it's just, it's cheaper to be in New Mexico than it is to be in LA or California, anywhere.
Iron Fist has been canceled at Netflix.
Oof.
Yeah. Boo. But it says.
I heard the second season was pretty decent, too.
I like the second season, though. It had a great ending.
Ah.
Yeah. It says that even though the series has ended, the immortal Iron Fist will live on. So maybe he'll end up in another show.
Defenders season 2. Yeah.
If it happens, they're still up in the air whether or not that'll happen. What they need to do is they just need to stop like teasing everybody and just give us goddamn Heroes for Hire with him and Luke Cage. Like, that is what they're both most known for. Mm-hmm. So the fact that the show doesn't exist yet is some bullshit.
Maybe that's, yeah, hopefully that's what they're meaning then.
Do it, Netflix!
Because, Luke Cage is doing great.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is I was actually looking at the numbers, and Iron Fist Season 1 was one of the most, like, obviously Daredevil blew everything out of the water, but, it was one of the most viewed Netflix Marvel shows. More than Luke Cage, more than Jessica Jones, more than The Defenders.
Probably because that reputation has been built.
Yeah, and it was just like, I mean, you're canceling him, but he's still getting more viewers than your other shows.
Yeah.
Ryan Coogler has finally signed on to write and direct the next Black Panther film. And so,
spoilers.
He was in under contract negotiations for a long time getting this thing going. So, I'm glad that he's coming back.
Black Panther confirmed to return in Avengers 4.
We all know that. We saw the roadmap.
Hey, everyone's going to continue making movies after Avengers.
What? Yeah.
But fucking, what's his name? Chris Evans with his like, oh, thanks Marvel for the good 10 years. Shut the fuck up. You're still going to be like, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You fucking liar.
I think it was like, all just those. And then you see immediately afterwards, you see Mark, what's his name?
Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo do the Tonight Show, and you know that shit was playing.
Oh yeah, that was absolutely. All. Yeah, that was
so
all.
I mean, I think so. It's all in the same. Like, they're just trying to stir the pot and get people like talking, which is obviously
great marketing. AT&T and Warner Media are gonna launch their own streaming TV service in late 2019, guys. Yay.
Okay.
Cool. Because that's
good luck, have fun.
What we wanted was another streaming service.
An internal memo from CEO John Stanky.
Oh,
no.
Showing that it would start with HBO and package.
Stop it.
And Warner Brothers.
Can him and Matt Booty get together?
Matt Booty and John Stanky.
The Booty and the Stank.
My God.
Oh man, if they ever had kids and they got married, they could hyphenate their names and her name would be like Melinda Stanky Booty.
Oh god, that is so awesome. I'm sure it's probably like Stan Key, but man, it's Stanky. Look at that. That's Stanky.
So I read the chat. Why does Doug look so white? Because I'm a white man. Also, if I open my notes, which on my giant 28-inch monitor, I'm sitting like 2 feet away from it, so it just I get this like washed out appearance.
Hey, all you plebs, Get on my level with my 20-inch TV monitor.
My 65-inch TV monitor.
Yeah, it's 28.
Okay, I just pulled it out of my pants and slammed it on the desk.
Does 12K video.
Rowdy says I got a 22-inch one. Oof. And he hardly uses it. Oh, I'm so sorry, bud.
Dude, you got to turn that thing on every once in a while.
F.
All right, let's get into some gaming news. Microsoft has announced their huge cloud gaming initiative called Project xCloud, because why not throw an X in there? Why don't you just call it Xbox Cloud or something? xCloud. To be edgy.
xCloud.
Well, I guess it falls in line.
The xCloud to solve the problem.
Hey, it falls in line with their gamer tags, right? You got to put an X in front of everything.
Mm-hmm. XX Dante Hicks XX.
Which brings up a good point. If everyone on PC, if these services on PC have figured it out, why haven't Microsoft, like Battle.net, you have your account name, but then you can add a nickname that shows up in game and you don't have to worry about anything. And it's cool.
You can do that in Xbox. When you add a friend, you can add them and you can show your real name or not.
No,
same
I'm
with
not talking about the real name. I'm talking about an alias. Like, you know, if I'm logged into Steam, right, and my Steam name is
Ballicker,
it's Ballicker 182. but I can
some
show...
random person that actually has that name is getting a bunch of friend requests right now.
But I can show my name as 8-bit
Jer. Finally popular.
Finally, they all came for the Ballicks.
Finally, I can lick some balls.
Oh no.
And so you can put 8-bit Jerry. You can put whatever you want as the nickname, and that's what shows up in game. And it doesn't have the X 45,000 X ton, you know. And it's just I feel like the councils should be able to do that too, in Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals.
So, anyways, they've launched this initiative. Essentially, Xbox has done what they announced. You know, they've done everything that they announced. When they announced the original Xbox One, where everyone flipped out, but slowly but surely they are moving towards that vision, which I thought was very, very, very ambitious and very amazing. But everyone flipped out because they were like, "What am I gonna do with my physical games, yo?"
what?
My physical games, yo.
Who said that?
I'm a worried gamer.
You did, Jeff.
I did just like that.
I'm a worried gamer. What am I gonna do with the physical games, yo?
Well, yeah. He's playing back audio from the show that we did after E3 2014.
Hey man, all I know is that I don't do anything digital, and I won't ever. Ever. So
it sounds like that shitty Venom accent, Tom Hardy.
So they showcased Forza on an Android phone. And it looks great. It looks like an Xbox One game. It's streaming. Right. So, I mean, it'll go somewhere. I'm sure, you know, everybody has on live or tried on live. Everybody has the streaming. PlayStation now does their streaming thing too, but, it's going to be, you know, in another two generations, that's where we'll be. It's all going to be cloud gaming. We're going to not have to have a console anymore. Or if we will, it'll just be a little box and away you go. As long as broadband catches up. Fuck, can we get some better speeds?
We'll see.
Well, that would lead us back to our original conversation.
Yeah. Did they ever finish fiber out in Fort Worth area?
They'll never finish it out here, man.
Well, I don't know. I was legitimately asking.
Well, that's why I don't have, that's why I go physical.
Why do you sound like that?
I mean, I have fiber at my house. And it's all around Fort Worth, but are you talking about where it was on Doug Street where the fiber was getting installed and then like they passed his house and he was like, "Where'd you guys go? Please come back."
Pretty much.
He's got one solitary tear going down his cheek as they're driving by.
Yeah, I don't know. After I got the bump to 400, I kind of just stopped caring to look.
Yeah.
But I know like literally a neighborhood less than a mile away has fiber. Like where Katie's brother lives. He has fiber. And it's literally, I can walk to his house. It's just like, fuck me.
I've just created a new misconnection character. It's that gamer guy.
Are you writing it down so you don't forget it?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm just looking for love in all the wrong places.
Like, almost sounds like Fred Durst.
Oh, yeah, it really, yeah.
Yeah, baby!
Shaggy's trying to dropkick me.
Oh, chocolate
now
starfish.
Now I know why you want to hate me.
Play some video games, baby! Baby!
Robert Kirkman's studio is going to finish the Telltale's The Walking Dead game. Everyone cheer.
Robert Kirkman.
I hope that they plan to pay everyone.
Me too.
Unlike Telltale.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to take care of it.
There's no details, but it looks like it wants to work with members of the original development team to finish the story.
Good.
So we'll see. Epic has acquired Easy Anti-Cheat Company for Fortnite. That'll be good for them. There's a lot of people who use the anti-cheat program, so a lot of games. So I wonder if they're going to work still independently and, you know, get just more support for Fortnite, or if Epic's just going to shut down the third-party shit and just be like, nah, it's just for Fortnite. Bye, guys. See ya.
I don't know. That would be kind of stupid, though. I mean, because they can make so much extra money just kind of licensing it out.
Yeah, very true.
Continuing the licensing.
Very true. There was talk that Blizzard was going to make crossplay happen with Diablo 3, and now that's being downplayed. They have no plans on doing that anytime soon, even though...
I think, yeah, they mentioned it, but I think, it was just going to be between console anyway. It's going to be cross-platform.
It blew up.
The PC.
It blew up, man. Like, yeah. That story went everywhere, and people got really excited. Mm-hmm. So
that'd Blizzard. Be cool because I would love to play with other people. Like, I love my Diablo 3. I still go back and play it
it'd be cool.
PS4, and I'll probably pick it up on Switch just because it's cool fun to play on the go.
It'd be cool to be like, hey, guys, let's just all get together and play and be able to use this thing and play with the PC players. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, the PC players, like I said, that's, I don't think they're going to combine with PC because PC has a whole different control scheme, and it's zoomed out. Like, in the video games, you can use control. You can't use – there's no controller support for the PC version. And it's further out because of the
fact that
you're
clicking. Why would that matter on your screen?
Why would that matter on my? I don't know. I just think it seems it's built a little differently. So I think that would be compatibility issues. Or maybe it would give a disadvantage to the PC players because the PC players don't have like a roll function. Like the right analog functions as like a roll feature, so you could roll out of combat if needed.
Uh-huh.
So in PvP battling, I think that would be a huge disadvantage for PC players.
Good point. I wasn't thinking about PvP.
Yeah.
KFC has started a gaming division. Is a finger licking good. That's the name of the gaming. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, I don't know what that means, guys. I just know that they started a Twitter and a social media gather, like and they've made a big video about it. But I don't know if that means that they're going to have like a sponsored KFC team for games, or if that means that they're going to stream from the KFC. I don't
stream
fucking know.
Stream from a KFC.
I don't know. I'm going to wait and see.
Mass KFC.
I hope that they all have to dress as Colonel Sanders.
I'd do it. Yeah, hell yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Is that, by the way, in the picture as Colonel Sanders, is that Reba McEntire?
I don't know.
It doesn't say anything about it, but it looks just like Reba.
I don't know. Could be.
Doug, what do you think?
I have absolutely no idea. It's Bryce Dallas Howard.
Doug is so... Doug is
no, I don't
so,
fucking know.
Doug is checked out of this whole episode.
Yeah, he really is.
Like, he got his rant out, and this just made him so happy.
I'm
he's
just,
like, I'm
just
done.
No, it didn't make me happy. I'm just tired.
So far, I mean, they had a trailer for KFC Gaming, and they showed WWE 2K19 in it, and which makes sense because in 2K18, like, you can actually like make the Colonel, like, it was like a preset. You can just turn someone to the Colonel.
Make you.
So it was like a cross promotion with KFC. So I could see that, you know, at least one of those being a major game in it.
I could see that too.
Yeah.
Maybe some cross promotional stuff and everything. Okay, so last story of the night before we go. It looks like For Honor is getting, which just came out like a year or two ago, so I don't know. It came out, didn't it come out? Like, when did it come out?
4 years ago?
Was it really 4 years ago?
No.
No, I have no idea.
No, it came out around the same time as that Ghost Recon Jungle game, because I remember when I bought my video card, I got a free code to one or the other, and I chose Ghost Recon.
It came out in 2017.
Yeah, so there you go.
So already a year later, they're going to have a massive graphical overhaul with its new, with its new expansion next week.
Well, and it's a free-to-play game right now, or at least like there's a free version of it, so I can see why they're trying to update stuff and keep it fresh.
Yeah. All right, and that's the show. That's all all we got, man. Like, it was a I didn't listen.
Listen.
What? Listen. I had a fun time. I know you guys are real tired this week.
Hold on.
We barely made it through the show.
Guys,
energy.
Hold on.
Okay, I have a list of everyone who's played Colonel Sanders so far.
Oh, and it was Reba, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have Harlan Sanders as himself. Jason Alexander.
Nice.
Christopher Boyer.
Nice.
Jim Gaffigan. Mm-hmm. George Hamilton. Daryl Hammond.
Yep.
Vincent Carthizer?
Carlisle?
No, it's like Carthizer. He's on Mad Men. Rob Lowe, Norm MacDonald, Reba McEntire, Nick Nemeth.
Sounds familiar.
He looks like a wrestler. Randy Quaid apparently did the voice of the KFC stuff from the 80s to like the 90s.
Dolph Ziggler.
Is it really?
Nick Nemeth is Dolph Ziggler.
That's funny.
Today I learned.
Yeah, today, exactly. Rob Riggle and Billy Zane.
Hold me back, Billy Zane.
So yeah, it was Reba.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
I knew she looked familiar, and she was wearing like a rhinestone jacket. That was kind of giveaway for me. I grew up listening to Reba.
I'm sure you did.
I like Reba.
Well, you know, my mom would always put on the country station in the morning, so I'd have to wake up to that stuff. And it would always be
now.
Like...
Apologize now, dog. I loved if I listen to country, it's got to be 90s country. I love some Brooks and Dunn, some Travis Tritt. I like Randy Travis a lot, his older stuff.
Randy Travis is good.
Alan Jackson.
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than
a hoochie coochie. I don't think you can say that anymore. In a radio.
2018, Alan Jackson.
Come on, Alan Jackson.
It gets hotter than a vagina. Just say it.
Own it.
Just say it, Alan Jackson.
Own it, Alan.
2018. Oh, my God. What was Garth Brooks? What was his – what was that other
– Thunder Road. And the lightning strikes.
No, what was the name of his alter ego?
Oh, God.
Chris Gaines.
So, Katie –
I love you.
What Katie and I watch a lot failure. Of like Food Network, and Garth Brooks' wife, Trisha, or whatever, she has a cooking show like on the week, like in the mornings or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I made some reference to Chris Gaines or whatever, and Katie was like, "Who the fuck are you talking about?" And I was like, "Chris Gaines, you remember Chris Gaines?" And she's like, "Barely." And I was like, that was Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And she was like, "No, it wasn't." And I was like, bitch, bet.
I love when he was on Saturday Night Live, because it was Garth Brooks hosted Saturday Night Live, but Chris Gaines was the musical guest.
Yeah.
And that was the episode with Mango, where he's like, Mango, I love you. Nobody, you cannot have the Mango.
That shit. I think that was a huge failure, right? Like that whole character.
Oh, yeah. It was a flop. He had one hit. And it wasn't even like a hit. It wasn't even like it's fucking original. It was the chorus was... Bob Denver. Like, Come on, people now. Smile on your brother.
Why would you feel like you need to have a fucking alter ego to, like, are you like,
because
I'm too popular?
During that time, you couldn't, if you were country, you couldn't be anything else.
So
because
he wanted to write something from a different perspective.
Yeah, either that or the record company wanted him to do something different.
I mean,
but it was them trying to do like a side character.
The country music scene is very like you can't, once you're in, you can't get out. I mean, that was the whole premise of Disney's Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh my god.
I want
to. Jerry's like, I got to go back and watch Hannah Montana. We almost sold it. You should have just kept a straight face, Doug.
Yeah. It was just the whole show was just her. She was a country star known as Hannah Montana, but no, Miley, she just wanted to do pop.
She just wanted to do pop.
But they wouldn't let her out, so she had to create an alter ego of
called Hannah Montana.
Smoke synthetic drugs, pee in public. You know, she just wanted to do that as Miley. But no, Hannah Montana had to ruin it.
I'm writing all of this down. All right, that's the show, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed it. We sure did. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit. Oh, sorry, hold on. Love, hugs, and all that bullshit, baby.
What?
Is it, you know...